The director of a government watchdog group says that it'll be up to Wisconsin citizens to move the issue forward if they want to see an end to partisan gerrymandering. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Wisconsin gerrymander case, and they decided on Monday not to take a North Carolina case. Joining us on this segment of the show, Executive Director of Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. What was your reaction to the Supreme Court not taking the Wisconsin case?
It was a little surprising, and I'd be lying if I didn't say it was slightly disappointing. On the other hand, they didn't slam the door in the case, and they basically said that they don't want to really look at any redistricting case at the moment. They punted it, and they just said that the plaintiffs in Wisconsin hadn't shown individual harm on a district-by-district basis, instead on a statewide basis, and said that the federal court, they had to go back to the federal court and demonstrate harm individually, and that the lawyers said they can do.
Well, and that's getting too technical for me and a lot of listeners, I'm sure. The plaintiffs had to show they were harmed on a district by district basis. So how do you go about proving that?
Well, one of the arguments that had been put forward was that the plaintiffs had said, well, as Democrats, if we vote Democratic for a state assembly election, we're harmed because even though more Democrats might vote statewide, they have not, the Republicans would still control both houses of the legislature. So that's based on a statewide analysis. What the Supreme Court said, and this is kind of unusual, is they said, well, you have to show us how you're harmed within your district by this gerrymandering. And that's going to be, I think, fairly straightforward and simple to do, because if you are in a district that has been gerrymandered for one party or the other, you don't have a real viable choice during the general election, and you are often ignored because the incumbent, whether it's a Republican or a Democratic incumbent, if they have a safe district, they don't have to listen to you and they don't have to pay any attention to you. So I think demonstrating that harm is not going to be a problem. The bigger problem is that we're not going to have anything happen before November of 2018. The federal court had originally ordered that the lines had to be redrawn for the 2018 election. That's not going to happen now. So the soonest this could happen is that if the Supreme Court takes up our case or a North Carolina case or the Maryland case or all three, then possibly something for 2020.
All right, but you can still move forward. I mean, and you and I have talked about this on the program in the past. You and others are in support of changing Wisconsin's redistricting process altogether and going with the nonpartisan system that's been in place in Iowa for almost four decades. So are you going to be doing that?
Absolutely, and it's even more important now because regardless of what the Supreme Court does or does not do, there will be a redistricting process across the nation in every state following the 2020 census, and of course in Wisconsin and elsewhere that'll be in 2021. And we desperately need to have a different system in place so we don't have all this litigation and all this polarization. You know, this redistricting, the 2011 redistricting, has cost Wisconsin taxpayers $3.5 million to defend maps that are non-competitive, and I don't think anybody thinks that's a good use of taxpayer dollars. We should have nonpartisan, so that you're not the people that are in control, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are going to be able to create the districts to benefit only themselves. So that's the Iowa reform goes forward, and we could conceivably pass that tomorrow, and the governor could sign it, and it could be in place for 2021 if they had the political will to do so. Of course, they don't yet, but we're gonna work on persuading voters that that's the way to go.
Do you think the Wisconsin case is ultimately going to end up back before the U.S. Supreme Court?
My guess is that it could, but it would be in combination with the case from Maryland, which was a Democratic gerrymander of a Republican congressional district, and the case in North Carolina, which did show district-by-district harm at the congressional level.
Well, if the North Carolina case...
probably be a combination of those.
If the North Carolina case did show district-by-district harm, why didn't the U.S. Supreme Court take that one up?
Because they said in that particular case it didn't rise to the level that they wanted to consider at this time. They basically, Greg, the bottom line is the Supreme Court did not want to render a decision at this time on redistricting and on gerrymandering. It was just sort of a punt. And so that's really why. They had other cases that they were, I guess, more concerned about doing, and they just didn't want this one to be one that they were going to decide on at this time. My guess is that means that on the United States Supreme Court there was sharp division, and particularly over the vote of Justice Anthony Kennedy, a conservative, who had said in the past he would support ending partisan gerrymandering. So they just punted. But it doesn't mean it's dead.
All right.
Disappointing to be sure, but it's not dead. They didn't say partisan gerrymandering is okay and we approve it. They did do that 12 years ago. They didn't do it this time.
Right.
They just basically postponed a decision.
Common Cause and Wisconsin Director Jay Heck, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.